Hello and welcome to the 9 Years Podcast Short Corner, our bite-sized discussion of the latest AFC Wimbledon news. I'm Nick Draper and I'm joined by Stuart Deakins and the club's retail manager, Matt Haylock. The postponement of all sporting fixtures as part of the government's response to the COVID-19 outbreak has left football clubs with large shortfalls in match day revenue, with the closure of merchandise outlets contributing to the problem. Matt, how much has our retail operation suffered due to the loss of 4 home match days this season?
Not as badly as we thought it would. I think it's the positive spin to put on it. When the matches were called off, you go into a bit of a panic mode. But we immediately switched to making our online offering as attractive as possible, because obviously everyone knows now we're changing the crest. And so we decided, look, it's a no-brainer. You've got to reduce prices to get rid of the stuff you've got with the old crest on. We don't want to be lumping a whole load of stuff with us to the new stadium that's got the old crest on. So we did that, and the fans, to their credit, have come out, and it's been incredible. We just missed target last month, and that's with no matches. We're smashing the target this month. I should say a big thank you to everyone who's bought stuff, because it's basically the only income the club's got at the moment. And it's going very, very well. It's very, very busy. In addition to moving stadium as well, it's been a challenge, but it's perfect at the moment. It's going very, very well.
In previous seasons, we've seen the merchandise turnover in the region of about £300,000. Have we got projections for this coming season, having factored into account the circumstances?
No, we've not done targets for next season yet. Usually we would have done them by now. But obviously the world is not a normal place at the moment. And plus you've got the stadium move on top of that as well. So usually, I mean, last season by this point, last year, I'd sat down with Joe and we'd agreed a figure. We are currently behind that for this year. I mean, we were behind that before the pandemic struck. Ironically, since the pandemic struck, we've actually caught up a bit. It will be a lot bigger. We're expecting, basically, when it comes to ordering, I mean, that's the easier way to look at it, I suppose. When it comes to ordering, we're genuinely looking at ordering twice as much kid stuff and 1.5 times as much adult stuff. So read into that what you will with the targets. I'm not sure yet, but there'll definitely be a large increase.
It's interesting what you're actually saying about the online side of it, because I must admit, I've benefited from that as well. I think, I don't know, it's interesting when you say, like, there's more people buying stuff. That could purely be the fact that no one's going out. I suppose no one has that spare money now that we probably go down to a pub with or down to a cinema, I suppose we can't do now.
Do you think that's been a main sort of reason for the online orders?
I think that is a bit of it. And also the reason I'm thanking people is because our online shop is not the greatest thing in the world. We are now in the final stages of, we've signed up with someone else. There will be a not new online shop coming very soon. I have frustrations working with it from my end. I can only imagine what it's like for people buying stuff. There's no filter facility. I've got a page of stuff that the shop doesn't do at the moment. It's an improvement on the last one, but it's, I think we've fast outgrown it. So it was an add-on to the CRM. So it's actually designed to sell things like cinema tickets. So it doesn't really meet our purpose. So the new one is kind of going to be a Shopify job. And I'm very excited about that, because I don't want to think about how many sales we've lost through people giving up halfway through the process, because I do understand and I appreciate that it's not ideal at the moment, but that's why I'm so pleased with how the sales have gone, because it's not the easiest system to get around.
So today, obviously, you're recording from King's Meadow. We're now departing, yeah. we're on the way of departing now. Mm. What's happening to our stock?
So the original plan was to go to Centre Court. We've got a Centre Court pop-up shop. I believe, I wasn't in the country at the time, but I believe it was the one we used before the 2016 playoff final. Plans have all been, it's fluid, I think is the safest thing to say. we were going to have some office staff in there as well, because it's got an upstairs. So the stock was going to go in there and we were going to have a little shop there. The contract with them has been slightly more tricky than we thought. So David Charles has been working on that. And we should have that signed next week, but then that's a little bit late for us moving out of here. So it all changed in the last few days, and we have now got all our stuff. We loaded it all into like a self-storage place yesterday. Well, I say all the stuff. We're still selling bits at the moment online. So the rest of the stuff is going to go tomorrow, and that's going to go in the self-storage just for a few days until we can then get it down to Centre Court, and then I can have my little base there and I can start sending stuff out from there. So people might have to be, I mean, we're only posting out once a week at the moment anyway, and people have been very patient with that for obvious reasons. So that's what's going on with our stock at the moment. There's still a hell of a lot. I've been operating out of the middle bar because the shop's obviously completely empty. So I've got a few helpers coming down tomorrow, and we'll get the rest of it shifted out.
So we have some good news. We sort of know the stadium build now is completed on October 25th. Do you have any idea when the retail outlet at Plough Lane will be available for you to open, ready to stock?
Absolutely not. The short answer on that one. I've just been... Joe's difficult to get hold of when you're at the ground because he's just a very, very busy man. Now we're working remotely, it's more difficult. So he does... If you get hold of him, he's brilliant. I really do enjoy working with him. But I mean, I haven't even been down to the new ground yet. I've just been too busy. So I've driven around the outside of it like a lot of fans probably have, just to have a look as a fan. But I've not actually been down there yet. I do know that we're going to have a substantially larger shop. But the whens and the whereabouts of how we get there, and, you know, I think it'll be October. But I don't know. I don't know whether they want to open the retail outlet before they open the rest of the stadium. I mean, the thing with the I don't think it's that much of a panic, because certainly when we did the kit launch in 2018 in Centre Court, we were taking £1,000 a day in there just from passing trade. So I'd much rather, I don't think there's a problem with being in Centre Court. So because I think, yeah, it's people who weren't even intending on buying AFC Wimbledon and stuff. They see the shop, they pop in, they buy a mug and things like that, and it all added up. So, but in a short answer to your question, do I know when we're moving in? No, I don't. Yeah.
So we're due to launch new home and change strips this summer. When we have two kit launches for a new season, do we tend to see a spike in revenue over the course of a season? Or does it even itself out when you have the alternate years with just the one third kit coming out?
So I've had three targets to hit so far since I've been here. I joined in 2017. And yeah, you go high, medium, high, like that. So this season's target has been lower than last season's target, because yeah, the home and the away kit are big sellers. They're, I mean, every club will tell you that the main revenue driver in retail is the replica shirts. So that it makes a huge difference as well.
In terms of the kit side of it, we can't help obviously know that we're in, you know, a lot of people are in furlough at the moment, and we know the unemployment's going to be higher. We you know, I think we all can probably appreciate that the economy's going to take a long while to recover. Mm. I know Joe's difficult to get hold of. I have shared that as well. I did speak to him yesterday, but yeah. Has Joe talked to you about, you know, what could happen with that? Because people might have less money to spend and stuff like that. Is that budgeted in, or are we still expecting, because we're moving into a new ground, we should get our buzz?
You can't really, when it comes to kit, it was ordered last September, October. So obviously no one knew what was going to happen. So that kit is coming. This year, usually I order two seasons worth in one go. This year I've actually split it out a bit on a few sizes, because the trouble with doing, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've made mistakes in this job and I'm learning all the time. And one of the big things I've learned is that you don't buy 2 years at once. You split it, because then if you run out of another size, is kids sizes, for example, your minimum order to get the replacement on the kids sizes is 800 to 1,000. I think it went up to 1,000 shirts this year. So if you have ordered 2 years worth in one go, you're not going to then be able to order 1,000 over a range of sizes just to get a certain size in. If you leave it, if you do like 2/3 of it in the first season and then you order 2/3 for the second, 1/3 for the second season, then you've got leeway to say, and by the way, I think I'm running really low on 7 to 8 home shirts, so I'm going to chuck 50 of them in as well. So because I don't like it when we run out of stuff. I mean, I hate it when we got stuff left over, and it's I guess it's being a bit of a perfectionist, but it annoys me both ways. When we run out of stuff, people ask for stuff. I'm thinking that's money we've lost there. But then when we've got stuff left over, and I've made mistakes on that side of things as well, I don't mind admitting, but I do learn from the mistakes. Where we've got certain things that we've got way too many of at the moment. That's why we're doing the bundle deals and stuff like that. That tends to be stuff we've got too much of. So it's a learning experience. But I'm enjoying it. It's important that you front up when you make mistakes, and then you learn from them as well.
And you know what? I'm not saying this, you know, I've known you for a long time, but I've said to you from a personal point of view, I've been really impressed with the club shop, because there's stuff many years before I'd go in there and not really find the additional stuff. So you want to spend extra money, but there's not really the extra stuff around there. And I think it's been excellent. I really do. So yeah, I think we all make mistakes, but I would say there's some really, really good stuff. With that in mind, then, what other products are we looking at introducing possibly for a new season?
At the moment, I mean, that's a project that's kind of been put on hold as well, because of everything that's been going on and with the stadium move as well. But I have got a very big spreadsheet. There's not that many new things. We're going to maybe have more T-shirts. We'll have, but I mean, I'm always open to suggestions. I've said on Facebook before, if you want to suggest something, there's the merchandise email, shop@asuwimbledon.co.uk. Just email me. I will reply to it. I'm being absolutely rubbish with emails at the moment because I'm busy trying to move a stadium. Move all the stock, so people are having to be very patient with me at the moment. But if people want to see stuff, I'm more than happy to take ideas from people and run with them.
So any COVID-related stuff? We've seen loads of things at the moment.
People have been saying, we're going to do Wimbledon face masks. Now, I've also just talked about how I over-order stuff every now and then. I over-ordered quite badly on the flags. Now, we got when we drew Tottenham at Wembley, I was like, oh, God, let's get some. We're going to get flags. We're going to have the whole RN covered in flags. And then we bought them and no one bought any. So we've still got 500 flags left over. We've given a load to the Don's local action group who are next door. But we still have a lot left over. My mum has been making, we've been doing my mum and dad shopping for them and dropping it off for them. And my mum's been making face masks because she's bored and she's good at sewing and everything. She's got a sewing machine on the go. And I suddenly thought, oh, here we go. Why don't we make masks out of the flags? And we make them, we sell them, and then all the profits we get will go to the Don's local action group. So with that in mind, it'll be coming out on the official website next week. But I want to put people on warning that we're going to be asking for volunteers. I'm still struggling with the wording, because someone who does sewing, I would consider to be a sewer. But if you put that, if you spell that S-E-W-E-R, you could end up with something that you don't want. So I'll get the wording right. We'll put something out next week. What is happening is we have got 500 flags. I've got a hell of a lot of old T-shirts that weren't sold. Before my time, I might add. And then we're going to... So that'll be used as a backing. My mum's done a pattern. She's done instructions. I've bought all the elastics for the ears. I've bought pipe cleaners because there'll be a little bit with a third of a pipe cleaner goes in, so it pinches around your nose. They've got pockets in, so you can put filters in them if you want. So it'll all become much clearer next week. But that will be a project that I'm trying to do it as like a side project. And then I will drive around all the bits to people's houses, go and collect them, all that, and then we'll sell them through the shop. There might be hiccups on the way, but it's just, I thought it would be a nice thing to do. So it's kind of, you know, it's what Wimbledon doing it, make good use of the things that you can't sell.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Stu. And thank you for listening. For news and audio updates from the 9 Years Podcast, please visit our website, 9yrspodcast.org.